How many people understand conscience? Does anybody know what a conscience is? We're going to have a person with a microphone because we record this and nobody will know who you are. The reason we have a small group, and usually this group is sufficiently intelligent to spout out a few questions and join in so that it makes a conversation that is enlightening for those who live thousands of miles away in countries who are still under communism and not having the freedoms that we have, to allow the kind of free speech we have here so we can solve our problems. And so, just as a matter of a prelude to what I'm about to say, is that if you don't speak up here when you're free, then what chance do you have when you shall become a slave? America is already a slave. Nearly everybody in it is a slave of something. And so I would like to discuss freedom with you in the personal sense and in the political sense, because there's no difference. It's only a matter of time when you are not free as a person, drugs, alcohol, whatever the hell it is, or addicted to your wife, or enslaved to a brutal husband, you're not a free person. And you should have a conscience about it, but the trouble is, you think the conscience is your enemy, so you put it to sleep, so that way you think you're okay. And of course, you've got lots of enablers that will help you to do that. Psychiatrist, psychologist, you got your girlfriend or your boyfriend, they're there. You got your mother who tell you, Mommy loves you just the way you are, you little brat. See? And people who love you as you are absolutely have absolute contempt while they're fussing over you. While they're smiling at you and fussing over you in every way possible, and you think you're being loved, you're being screwed. And that's what we're going to talk about today, if you don't mind. Is that all right with you? Well, you may not like what else is coming. Because do you know why a person makes an excuse? Well, because they don't want to admit they're wrong. I had a nice talk with my wife. She's sitting in the back. And I cornered her last night, and I really cornered her. I said, why do you keep making excuses and doing silly little things and creating war? Why are you in perpetual war with me and then pretend to be my friend? Well, I said, I want an answer right now. I want an answer. I've lived 53 years, and it's time for you to give me an answer. Well, I didn't want to be wrong. Oh, you don't want to be wrong, do you? You want me to be wrong. Do you understand what it means to make me wrong so you can be right? So you can always be right and never wrong. And who in the universe is always right and never wrong? God. Who do you think you are, God? What do you think you're doing to me? You're screwing with my brain, so I don't see rightly. My right is wrong, and your wrong is right. That's nice. Is that what you want to do? Now, you understand why I'm a tough guy. I am, really. Not really tough like you think. I'm still good-natured. You see, it's because I have a win-win situation. I never lose. I never lose a fight. Even if you beat me to a pulp, I win. You know why? But Jesus was beaten to a pulp and he won. The whole world loved him. He stood there and took it and wouldn't give in. He wouldn't yield. What do you think the devil did, according to the story of the Bible, when he spent 40 days up there in the mountain? And he said, I'll give you this whole world if you'll just bow down to me. Well, that's what my wife was doing to me. I'll give you my love if you bow down to me. She didn't know she was doing it. Well, I didn't know I was doing it. Why didn't you want to know? Comes right back to the answer. I don't want to see that I'm wrong. So how can you see what you're doing wrong if you don't want to see that you're wrong? That way, if you don't see that you're wrong, you're right. And you're always right, never wrong. So if I was an ordinary guy, I would go stark raving mad. And she would go stark raving sane. Which is just as bad. We'd be both nuts. I'd be sort of like blow my brains out, which is typical what happens to men in that situation like that. Or the woman, she has a nervous breakdown because she can't stand this little wimp. What she says herself. She said, if you had given in to me, I'd be stark raving mad. And I'd be a wimp. Or, if I fought back and got angry, I'd be a huge bully and you'd be a wimp. And I'd beat you to pulp. Isn't this typical family unit? How many people have not experienced this? I don't see any hands going up. You've got nothing to say. But you could have a little fun in just a little bit, because even it's serious, but it's funny. It's funny because it's so serious, but it's so serious, it's like, I don't think anybody survives to laugh over it. See? So, the whole world...